This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, the one person that by forgiving will slim you down the fastest and the most. Plus, get a slimming brightness boost in today's guided journey. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. It's about what you do on the inside so that the outside cooperates with what you want. You know, that vision that you've had in your mind, maybe for quite some time now, of a slimmer, fitter, happier, and healthier you? And you so want to reach that image. You so want to be that version of you, that best self. Perhaps you have an image of your mind of you from the past when you were slim. You look at photographs or whatever it is, how you see yourself from back then, and you think, oh, I was so slim then. Maybe at the time, you didn't even appreciate it. Kind of like young people don't necessarily appreciate how great it is to be young, at least how great it is to look young, because they just do look that way. They've never looked any other way. And now you know you want the same thing again, except perhaps now you want it even better. Perhaps you want to see your future self, the you who's a little older than you are now, wiser than you've ever been, and who is slim in a more stable, easier, more natural way than you have ever experienced in the past. Because let's face it, if you were slim before and now are no longer slim, then you weren't very stable, were you? It wasn't that sustainable because you didn't sustain it. In fact, it led you exactly to here. So as you become slim again and find it in this new way, enjoyable and easy, I know that's pretty radical stuff in the weight loss industry. Just call me an iconoclast, contrarian. A dreamer. Well, not so much, because I've done it for myself. As you may or may not know, I used to have some pretty tortuous eating issues, what would now be diagnosed as binge eating disorder, and general disgust with my body. I lost my weight over 20 years ago, and I am here to tell the tale that yes, it can be easy. In fact, it must be easy to be long-term sustainable if you want to enjoy your life. So yes, Inside Out Weight Loss is about becoming your own more evolved, slimmer, happier, more stable self. Not by the magical diet, not by the magical exercise program, but rather by tinkering around with your own internal operating system. By getting in there underneath your desires to what causes you to want what you've been wanting, which is to overeat. If you didn't want to overeat, well, then you wouldn't do it, would you? Part of you doesn't want to, but another part of you wants to overeat in those moments. So we take a listen. We take a look. We get a feel for it. We sniff out the causes and get a taste of success. A taste of living the way we want to live on an ongoing basis, more easily than ever before. How about setting that as your intent? Why the heck not? You could just say to yourself, my intention is to let go of what's been holding me back and to easily, enjoyably, better than everything I've had before, prefer to eat well and take excellent care of myself. Wouldn't that be wonderful? As a matter of fact, well, it is wonderful. It's wonderful for me. It's wonderful for everybody who's done it, who tells me about how wonderful it is. And by the way, there are all sorts of bonus prizes like sparkling lights and other areas of your life that we don't need to talk about now. We'll just let them surprise and delight you as you discover them along the way. Many of them you'll discover even before you've lost all the weight. Now that's sweet. Have you begun to drop inside yet? To sink down to where all the action happens in the stillness within? So funny that, isn't it? As you go deeper, simply listening to the sound of my voice and surrendering to your own desire for the highest and the best for you, because everything and anything that you do here is simply because you want it. You allow it in because of your desire to feel good about yourself, to serve what serves you best, which, by the way, serves other people best as well in a very interesting piece of divine engineering. One way to imagine it would be to think about when you're feeling good, when you're in a good mood, when you're feeling good in your body. You know what that's like? Think of a time when you felt particularly good in your body. It's like you're brighter and you see the world brighter. The world becomes brighter and more colorful, more vivid, perhaps. Everything starts to look upbeat. You're feeling good, and it's as if that light within you of the good feeling illuminates everything around you. Or is it that everything around you illumined shines on you and brightens you up? Or could it be that it's both at the same time? All I know is that when we feel good, when we allow ourselves to feel good, in particular about ourselves, if you were to notice now what it feels like to feel good about yourself, you felt that way at some time in the past, maybe there's a particular aspect of yourself you feel good about. Maybe you'll just go back immediately and easily to a time when you were a young child and you just felt good because you were just there. Particular time on the swing set or playing with your friends, you just felt good. And of course, the world looked bright and beautiful. Now, as you feel that in this moment now, you may not have noticed, but your level of luminosity has actually amped upwards just with the memory. And think about it. All the other listeners of this podcast across space and time, they're glowing a wee bit brighter, maybe a lot brighter themselves too. And so it's like all of these sparkling lights, these beautiful bright lights all over the globe, because there are indeed listeners all over this planet. And when you notice them all, when you imagine them all, you can also notice that there's a glow over everything, that one's brightness kind of connects with somebody else's brightness. And when those two connect, it's as if the whole amping, that's the wrong word, of course, the whole luminosity expands, gets a little bit brighter. You know, they come together and they go, out. Ooh, they like that. They like being brighter together. Now, of course, that makes your world even brighter and makes you feel even better. And you go around to your family and you're feeling pretty bright and beautiful. And now you're shining on your family and they get a whiff of that and they start shining back to you. And the next thing you know, everybody's a little bit brighter. You go out to the grocery store, out where people are on the street, on the road, wherever, you're shining more brightly and they get a little bit of that too. I like it when that happens. So the next time you're wandering out and about, just think about that light shining. And if you need a little boost, just turn your face to the warm glow of the light of somebody else who's feeling really good, someone whose heart is open with gratitude and appreciation. Because as soon as you brighten up because of them, you can share your light back to them. A candle lit by the flame of another doubles the brightness and illumines the room. Ooh la la, I keep having fun taking you on these little excursions into the inner realms of delight and good feelings. But we have an important agenda today. We're talking about forgiveness right after this break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we will be right back. Can a movie make you thin? If it's the inner way, it can. Learn how to use the law of attraction to slim your body and reclaim your life. And it's so full of practical, heart-centered wisdom that you'll want to watch it again and again. Plus, if you order now, you'll get over $400 worth of bonus gifts from the featured teachers, including me. Learn more and order your own copy at theinnerway.com/Renee. That's theinnerway, WEIGH.com/Renee, RENEE. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about getting to the matter at hand, which is forgiveness. And last episode, I promised you, I said, you know what? We're going to go right to the person who, in forgiving, we get the biggest bang for our slimming bucks. And who might that be? I'm guessing you know. Just say it's me. You, that is, not me. You, forgiving yourself. Yes. That's the one. Now, if you're thinking, gosh, what am I going to forgive myself for? I bet in a moment's time, you'll think, ooh la la, the list may be long and the benefits may be great indeed. So we were talking last episode about the cycle of overeating, feel pain, eat to feel good, get a momentary boost because it works in the short term. Then start feeling bad because of the physical discomfort, but more prominently, the emotional discomfort, the guilt, the beating ourselves up makes us feel really bad again. And so what do? We know exactly what to do for a quick relief. Let's just have a snack, huh? Another bite. So I'm going to gently, ever so gently suggest that you forgive yourself for stuffing your face, for getting so fat in the first place, for belly blubber, cellulite, love handles, and muffin top, not to mention bat wings. Now, can you guess why I would suggest such a radical thing? Hint, hint, this is a podcast about weight loss. All right, it's really a covert podcast about living a life that you love, and even more covertly about spiritual growth, development, and fulfillment. But let's just say it's about weight loss. Yeah, I'm suggesting, I'm asserting, I am declaring that forgiving yourself will make you slimmer. Being kind and gentle on yourself. Now, there is preliminary research backing this up in the field of self-compassion, proven what we already know, but don't take my word for it. I want you to experiment for yourself. So many of us, though, So many of my clients, I'll suggest a little self-forgiveness and up will come the objections. I can't forgive myself. I'm disgusted by myself for letting me get so fat. Look at these roles. It's revolting. How did I let it get so out of hand? How could I stuff myself? I remember when I was eating from the trash can, I was so ashamed of it. Like that woman from the Inner Way who's licking the frosting off of the discarded birthday cake carton in the trash can at work. If you haven't seen that movie, it's theinnerway.com/Renee. Anyway, I was so there. I did that and I had so much shame. And the thought, if you had said to me, oh, forgive yourself for that, I would have said, how can I forgive myself? It's so disgusting. It's so revolting. It shows a lack of character, a lack of strength, a lack of restraint and self-control, and it is animalistic. It's like being a rodent. That is what I would have said. And by my attitudes of knowing and condemning myself, oh, I was so good at it, condemning myself for what I was doing, I was very effective at making myself feel awful, like dirt, like trash. I felt like a rodent. It's true. And of course, I didn't like feeling like a rodent. I don't know anybody who does in particular like feeling like crap. I didn't like it at all. It was awful. Felt terrible. And I wanted to feel good. I couldn't stand it. Because you see, we all have this instinct deep within us to feel good. It's just hardwired. We like to feel good. We hate to feel bad. And in the definition of the words, who likes to feel bad? Nobody. Everyone wants to feel good. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to dig myself out of that because the judgment was there and it wasn't changing. The guilt was there and I wasn't going to let up. That part of me knew it was terrible and knew I had to be, I deserved to be punished. So I felt like crap, and the only way out was more frosting. Yes, it's true. The only way out, as far as I could tell, in my ever-so-logical mind, was to eat more. Can you relate to what I'm talking about here? So, forgiveness, forgiving ourselves, takes away the bad feeling of the guilt, the self-recrimination. But let's pause here for a moment. What is the positive intent of being self-critical? What's the positive intent of feeling guilty, of beating ourselves up? What do you think? Is there a good purpose for it? Are we trying to do something good for ourselves? I keep asserting that behind absolutely every behavior, there's a positive intent because I believe that. I've chosen to believe that. So what do you suppose? What could the positive intent be behind feeling guilty, beating ourselves up? Pause this episode if you want to think about it for a little bit. The positive intention of being really hard on ourselves. Think about teachers who are strict and hard and personal trainers who are. What are they trying to do? They're trying to control your behavior. They're trying to get you to be better. The idea is that if you feel guilty and bad for doing it, you won't do it. You won't do it again. Unfortunately, punishment has been proven to be an extraordinarily ineffective motivator in the long run for things that you want to move towards. Doesn't work very well. How's it worked out for you? Really? Feeling guilty, beating yourself up, has it been working out for you? Has it achieved the intended result of whipping you into shape? If it has, then don't listen anymore. But I'm guessing that it hasn't, at least not for the long term, maybe for the duration of a special super-duper diet, but over the long haul. That's the positive intent of it. But for most of us, it doesn't actually work. It backfires. In fact, the intended solution, the intended means to the solution actually makes the problem worse. It feeds the cycle of overeating. Chew on that for a while. If you don't believe me, try it out. Experiment with it. So what's the alternative? How about trying the opposite? Kindness. Being nice to yourself. Forgiving yourself. Have you ever experimented with that? Think about it now. Imagine forgiving yourself for what you dislike most about you. Your behavior, your waistline, your bat wings. Just say to yourself gently now, it's all right. I understand. It was kind of tough. I know. You were just trying to do something good for yourself. I love you. I care about you. Try that on for size. How does it feel? Compare that to saying to yourself, you lousy good-for-nothing piece of crapola. How does that feel? And try again. Hey, it's all right. We all have our slips. No big deal. Time to find a better way. It was a tough situation. I wonder what would work even better. Gosh, it seems like that kind of situation is really difficult. I wonder if we could look at it in a different way. Hey, I know it's been a tough time and the weight was serving you. You didn't have any other better options. I forgive you. How does that feel for you? Now, for many of us, there's a very real fear that if we are kind to ourselves, we will lose all of our motivation and become bulbous couch potatoes. Now, you're not going to believe me when I tell you that that, in fact, is not the case. That, in fact, when you nurture yourself, you grow and thrive and have a burst of creativity that keeps on bursting, that it ups your enjoyment of life. You're not going to believe that right out of the gate, are you? No, you'll be skeptical, doubtful. So I propose a little home experiment, do-it-yourself, that is. This is a try-and-buy offer, available for a limited, well, maybe an unlimited time only. Experiment with yourself. The next time that you do something that you aren't so proud of, that you wish you hadn't done, the next time that you look in the mirror or criticize yourself, I want you to say, wait a minute, it's all right. And just be kind to yourself. Just play around with it. Just experiment. See how it goes for you. And let me know. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. In order to let me know, visit personallifemedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E. Scroll down the right-hand side. There'll be a click there, a link there, to like my fan page on Facebook, to join the Yahoo group, two activities I highly recommend, to purchase a download on my website, to accelerate your journey, all sorts of good places that you can go and things that you can do. Oh, you know that it's true, that you will find in your mind that it pays off to simply be kind. Here we go, and let me know when the results start to show by posting on my Facebook like page, fan page. That's personallifemedia.com/RENEE, René, as the French say, or as my attempt at sounding French says. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.